You're listening to Dine for the Podcast, the Shot Put Media production, presented by MasterCard. Start something priceless.
What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream.
To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Terlato Wine Group and American National Insurance. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Angostura. If you've ever made a cocktail at home, you've most likely shaken Angostura bitters into your cocktail at the very end of the cocktail making process. In addition to bitters, Angostura has been making world-class rum for more than 130 years. The next fall cocktail you make, try the beautiful, smooth flavor of Angostura rum. It will transport you to the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago. The House of Angostura will celebrate its 200-year anniversary of turning drinks into cocktails in 2024. Cheers, everyone.
To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing on this Thanksgiving week? I feel like this is the week where everything really starts to get crazy. If you're cooking this week, or if you're working and trying to get things done before the holiday, this is such a frenzied time. And I wish I could say it slows down, but you know what's after Thanksgiving? December, which for my family, and I'm sure for yours, is such a crazy time. So I would ask you to join me in a deep breath. Just take a breath, right? Take a moment to breathe in and breathe out. I wanted to share a crazy story that happened to me recently. I had to have surgery about a week and a half ago that required me to be under anesthesia, right? And I don't know how you do with anesthesia, but I don't always do well. I get nauseous after, so I was a little bit nervous about it. But the doctor said this was a very simple procedure. It wouldn't require a lot of time. You know, they always gloss over everything, don't they? they always make it sound and like it's going to be so easy. So long story short, the surgery was a success, but I came out of anesthesia with a staggering, stabbing pain in my left eye. I don't know why, but in my left eye, it felt like someone had taken an X-Acto knife and was stabbing me in the eye. I mean, it was so agonizingly painful. And it lasted for hours in the recovery room. And as I asked nurse after nurse for some sort of relief or some drops or something, 1 hour turned into 2 hours, turned into 3 hours with nothing. And then finally, I said, is there any way I could get an eye doctor in here? Finally, about an hour later, a guy that looks like he is Mr. Incredible, or at least he looked that way from my one good eye in a dark room. He had on a backpack and he came rushing in and he says, I just biked over here. So they must have shipped this ophthalmologist in from another building. He came in and he said, you're about to love me in 30 seconds. And so I said, okay, whatever you want to do, do it, because this is such an excruciating pain. And he put a couple of drops of something in my eye, and instantly the pain went away. His theory was that during the surgery, they did not tape my eyelids shut and that somehow my cornea got scratched. I don't know what happened. All I know is I was unconscious, so it's very hard for me to give a full person account when I was under the influence, so to speak. But it was awful. All I did was pray. I literally prayed hour after hour. I mean, my husband, God bless him, knew when he married me that I was, you know, very much a spiritual person, someone who prayed to God. But he really found out just how much I can pray without ceasing for about 8 hours. I mean, it was dramatic. And the next morning, I woke up with no pain in my eye. And it was a feeling of gratitude that I cannot put into words. To be in such excruciating pain one day, and then the next day to be pain-free, it really brings tears to my eyes, because unless you're in a situation like that, and you cannot think of anything. In fact, people said to me, how was the surgery? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know if there's any pain associated with it. I'm pretty sure I had nausea. But when you have a pain that bad, you've got to triage your issues, triage your pain. I'll just tell you, the relief that I felt the next day is just indescribable. And so it puts the term gratitude into a whole new category. And for me personally, I know I will revisit that moment over and over again of waking up and not feeling what I felt the day before. So I would say to you, you know, if you are looking for a reason to be grateful, the holidays can be so stressful for folks, you know, just that you can see the simplest things, right? That your joints are working, that your legs are working, that your arms are working, that you can breathe, that you, again, are pain-free, is just a great place to start. It is the simple things that we take for granted that, when they're taken away from us, matter the most. Thanksgiving is about, you know, spending time with family and being grateful, but if we could bring it to an even more granular level, there is so many little things to be thankful for. I am looking out my office window at this gorgeous yellow tree. And while many trees next to it have lost their leaves, this tree is standing strong, hanging on to each and every single leaf. And every 30 seconds, one leaf will let go and very slowly and softly fall to the ground. And for me at this moment, I'm grateful for that beautiful image of what fall is about, letting go, about releasing the things that we don't need anymore. I'd love to hear from you about what you're grateful for and what you're thinking about this fall. You can always contact me at todineforTV@gmail.com. I've always felt like this podcast and the TV show is a conversation. Food is the appetizer. It's what gets the conversation going. But then the ideas that the guests present are like food for thought. They really get you thinking. We are not in control of our lives, that is for sure. But I think many of us fail to really take control of what we can control. And that is our ability to be kind, to have a heart that cares, that loves others. Your energy is everything, and your energy shapes the world around you. So make your energy matter. From a grateful heart, goodness overflows. So that's what I'm working on, or working with, I should say, in this Thanksgiving week. When I go there, it does allow me to slow down and to really take a moment. It is so important. If you listen to this podcast, I am grateful for you, truly, deeply. I'm also grateful to Terlato Wines for supporting this podcast, and American National Insurance too. They have supported the PBS show To Dine For now in its 6th year, and we have an amazing lineup of guests and restaurants coming your way spring of 2024. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Cheers to you, and I hope to talk to you soon. Have a great day.
To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine.
To Dine For the podcast is brought to you by Angostura. If you've ever made a cocktail at home, you've most likely shaken Angostura bitters into your cocktail at the very end of the cocktail making process. In addition to bitters, Angostura has been making world-class rum for more than 130 years. The next fall cocktail you make, try the beautiful, smooth flavor of Angostura rum. It will transport you to the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago. The House of Angostura will celebrate its 200-year anniversary of turning drinks into cocktails in 2024. Cheers, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Dine For the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todineforTV.com. You can find us on Instagram at todineforTV and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Terlato Wine Group. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golmer. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.